Joining us now, winner on the Symetra Tour, first time winner as a professional from Winnetka, Illinois. Welcome into the golf shop, Elizabeth Zokol. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm not as good as you. So tell me about this. You're down in Milton, Georgia, playing at Atlanta National, and you get your first win in sort of weird conditions, but in a really dramatic and exciting fashion.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a windy final round, and I just kind of knew getting out of the car that it was going to be a tough day, and just stayed patient at the beginning and stayed steady and had a chip in birdie on six, had a good birdie on seven, and just kind of kept making some birdies and had a finish with a bogey-free 68. So that was a fun day.
Yeah, I mean, when the final round began, what place were you in?
I think I was T15, so not quite towards the top of that leaderboard.
So what on earth gave you the confidence to think you could go out and play well enough on a final day to not, you know, to get yourself in the mix, and then you ended up in a foursome in the final group? What was it that did you know right away when you woke up with a Wheaties taking extra effect? What was going on?
Yeah, well, the leaderboard was really scrunched up there at the top. There were a lot of good players, and I was just five shots back of the lead, but there were a lot of players up there. So I just kind of thought it was going to be anyone's day. And when I got out of the car at the golf course and it was windy, I got really excited because that golf course in the wind could definitely be pretty tough. So I was just ready for a tough day ahead and just got excited to play golf that day.
So are you, I mean, you know, we talk about horses that are mutters. Are you a wind player? Are you a low ball striker? I mean, have you played in a lot of wind? Besides the fact that you could expect some people to back up to you, was there another reason in the way you play that you were excited about the wind?
Yeah, I'm from Chicago, so just always have played with tough conditions, and I just love a tough day and a challenge. So I was just ready for it and just was just so excited for the day ahead.
Well, so as you start that day, you know, I'm sure your blinders are on, your head is down, and you're focused on your game and you're playing golf. But you had to know at some point that while you were gaining ground, everybody else was falling apart. Did you figure that out at any point during the day?
A little bit. I think after I made par on eight, I was 2 under on the day, walked up to 9, and I saw the leaderboard. And I think I was just 1 shot back of the lead, so I kind of knew I had a chance. And had a good drive on a reachable par 4, and as soon as I left that tee box, I saw that I was then 2 back, and someone had made birdie. And I didn't really see the next scoreboard until hole 14, and I was just at 3 under at the time, and someone was still leading at 5 under, so I kind of thought, we have a few tough holes coming in, just make one birdie and play steady golf and have fun with it and just see what can happen in the end.
Yeah, I mean, it was really wild. I mean, if you looked at what was the final pairing? You had Lydia Hall, you had Karen Chung, and you had Regina Plasencia from Mexico. I mean, they shot 19 over par combined. I mean, when you talk about your final group playing that erratically, it has to feel like the door is opening for everyone, does it not?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's just a ton of pressure to play under in that final group. And I was, I think, an hour at least ahead of them teeing off. So I was just really playing freely and just playing golf and was just going to see what was going to happen. And in the end, it was just up to them coming down the stretch. So kind of put myself in a good spot there, just sitting behind 18 green and just waiting.
Yeah, you came into the last day even. You finished 4 under in the final round. And then, like you said, you've had over an hour to wait. Did you feel confident? Did you watch the scoreboard? Did you feel like, yeah, I got this. I'm going to drink 100 beers. And because there's not going to be a playoff, I'm going to win it. And we're good. What was going through your mind?
I was definitely thinking there was a possibility of a playoff. So I was just sitting there, just watching the scoreboard and watching groups coming on 18, just kind of thinking in the back of my head that I was probably going to go back to the range and warm up, and there were no golf balls there. So I was kind of thinking that all through, thinking that I was going to have to go into playoff. But I just kind of stayed patient and just kept looking at the scoreboard and knew that 16 and 17 were playing pretty tough coming in, and those were tough pars to make. So I was just kind of trying to relax and just see what happened.
Well, we're happy to be talking to Elizabeth Zokol from Winnetka, Illinois, Chicago area. First time winner on the Symetra Tour, first time LPGA Tour win. So this is your second year on tour. We ask a lot of our players, what was the toughest thing about transitioning from, you know, the junior ranks to college golf, where you played at Virginia, and then from Virginia to where you're playing for a living? What were the biggest challenges you faced in making those transitions?
I think the big difference just really between college and professional golf is just you're on your own. You don't have your coaches and your teammates and your built-in friends and everyone kind of figuring out everything for you, and you're just kind of thrown in with a bunch of other people trying to figure out when you're playing a practice round or pro-ams and kind of making friends. So that was definitely a pretty big adjustment there. But once I adjusted, I kind of had some more confidence and made some friends and just got comfortable out there playing by the end of the year last year.
And did you enjoy it? That first year is tough. I mean, I think both, and hopefully you'll see this sooner than later, the same thing happens at the next level. You really want to survive that first year and qualify to stick around for your second year. So, you know, but I'm not sure everybody enjoys their first year at either level. Did you enjoy it once it settled in and you met some people and kind of got a feeling for the rhythm of the lifestyle?
I'd say I definitely enjoyed it a lot more once I kind of settled in and made some friends, but there are definitely ups and downs with it. But overall, I mean, I had such a fun year and loved it. And this year I'm enjoying it even more. I mean, I love playing golf every day. It's the best job I can imagine. And I mean, I love just playing and practicing, but overall I'd say last year, my first year, definitely ups and downs, but I definitely enjoyed it.
So what's the biggest advantage in year two? Is it seeing some of the courses a second time, or is it knowing how to pack all that crap that you have to bring week in and week out and how to use, like, you know, the shout wipes to get stains out and that kind of stuff?
Definitely everything. I think I just feel more comfortable overall. Yeah, I know what to pack in my car and what I may need and everything, and being more comfortable on the courses and knowing them is definitely helpful. But I think just knowing kind of the schedule for the week, knowing the rules officials out here, knowing a lot of the players, and just knowing the deal with the pro-ams and practice rounds. And it just feels so normal being out here now, and I'm just very comfortable with it.
Yeah, I mean, having been involved with the tour, they do what they can to try to help, there's like a mini orientation for you, but generally you're thrown to the wolves at that first tournament and second tournament, and you're figuring things out on your own. And am I in the pro-am? Am I not? What if my practice round bumps against the pro-am party? Do I have to wear a name tag? Do I not have to wear a name tag? I mean, it's like every moment of that rookie year is a learning opportunity. And I think some players have found it distracting. Did you find it distracting, taking away from your golf game?
Oh, I didn't really find it distracting. I enjoyed it. I always love playing with the sponsors and meeting new people every week. But it was definitely tough, and I definitely learned I kind of have to be more go with the flow and kind of go with whatever throws me that week. And definitely easier to do this year, just learning from that last year.
All right, we're talking to Elizabeth Sokol, who just won a Symetra Tour event, her first LPGA Tour win, and the University of Virginia product. And, you know, curious, we always ask our professional golfers, if we gave you just an hour of practice time and you had access to a driving range, a chipping area, putting green, just an hour, how would you divide your time?
I would probably putt for about 40 minutes of that, maybe 45 minutes.
Wow.
Chip around for 5, probably do wedges for 10 minutes, and driver for the other 10.
Oh, wow. Okay. And when you do get to a driving range and you have unlimited time, are you someone who goes through the bag, starts with a certain club, and then goes back to the beginning and works your way to the driver? Or do you jump around based on, oh, I got this one, let me go over here and see if I got that one?
I'll jump around quite a bit. I like to make sure I get all my wedges in a day and definitely hit driver, but I'll kind of just jump around between irons and just feel good and hit some shots, but usually it's pretty random.
Now, there was a time, and really not that long ago, when the biggest thing that separated Symetra Tour players, or Duramed, or whatever it was called at the time, from LPGA Tour players was distance. And now, as the players are better athletes and the equipment is better and all that kind of stuff, that's not really the issue any longer. So it's not distance that separates the LPGA Tour player from the Symetra Tour player. What, in your mind, what do you have to do to improve your game to find yourself on the big tour?
I think definitely just being more consistent every round and just making sure those bad rounds, or when you don't have your best game that day, making sure you can keep it around even par and keep yourself in the tournament. I think that's probably one of the most important things, and just that consistency. It just seems like those players on the LPGA are consistently playing well and never shooting too high of scores. So just really making sure to stay in it, during those days when it's not your best.
Now, are you a fan when you're not playing? I mean, of golf. We can talk UVA in a second, especially March Madness. But are there players that you like to watch and think about and possibly emulate?
Yeah, of course it's fun to watch. I'll definitely watch on a Sunday. I always enjoy that. But no one in particular that I try and emulate. But it's always fun to just watch and see the different shots that everyone can pull off and see the courses that they're playing. So I have a great appreciation for it, definitely.
All right, so what happened to the Cavaliers, by the way? What happened? what happened in March Madness?
They had a great season besides the end there.
Yeah, except for the end. That end just kind of got in the way. So do you imagine that your alma mater will be back?
Oh, absolutely, of course.
And what about football? Are you a football fan as well?
Yeah. I mean, I think they're definitely improving. They were a lot better this year, so hopefully they'll be on the rise.
All right. Well, then I have to ask you, you're from Illinois. I mean, Big Ten football or ACC football?
ACC, probably.
Okay. All right. Well, this may be an even easier one. ACC basketball or Big Ten basketball?
ACC then.
Nice. See, we're on across the Carolinas and into Virginia, so everybody who listens to this show feels the exact same way you do.
Perfect.
Well, it was great talking to you, Elizabeth. I'm excited to see what happens next, and we're excited to have you guys come into Charlotte in a few weeks to have the Symetra Classic up at River Run, and we'll hopefully be able to check in with you once we get there.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was nice talking with you, and I'll see you in Charlotte.